Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Friday of the 15th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Father Don Gergen. Father Don is a chaplain at the Monastery of Mary the Queen in Girard, Illinois. His preaching today is entitled, A Relaxed but Challenging Message.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus was going through a field of grain on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry and began to pick the heads of grain and eat them. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to him, "See, your disciples are doing what is unlawful to do on the Sabbath." He said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he and his companions were hungry, how he went into the house of God and ate the bread of offering, which neither he nor his companions, but only the priest could lawfully eat? Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath, the priests serving in the temple violate the Sabbath and are innocent? I say to you, something greater than the temple is here. If you knew what this meant, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned these innocent men. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." The Gospel of the Lord. We have here in this text from the Gospel of Matthew a common theme, namely about how best to observe the Sabbath. The Pharisees, evidently, were quite strict in their interpretation. Nothing that resembled work in any form should be done on the Sabbath. Jesus, however, on varied occasions, makes the point that the Sabbath was made for us, for human beings, and not we for the Sabbath, and that Jesus himself, as an authoritative interpreter of the scriptures, was Lord of the Sabbath, or one really authoritatively qualified to interpret the Sabbath regulations. Basically, Jesus' understanding goes back to the original intent that the Sabbath was indeed a seventh day rest, so that a rest, modeling in some ways, imaging God's rest after 6 days of creation, that rest was necessary, especially for animals that worked the field, but also for human beings, that the Sabbath indeed existed as a time of rest. And therefore, the Sabbath should never be something that holds human beings in some kind of restraint or bondage, such as if they were hungry and had only one way to find food to eat, that it would be illegitimate for them on the Sabbath to, in a sense, harvest or at least pick those heads of grain. So in that sense, we see Jesus as a teacher with respect to the law, the Torah, especially ritual practices by which one's love of God was often demonstrated. Jesus' approach was often one more relaxed, less strict observant, we might say. Not lax, not loose, but relaxed. More, let's approach this with common sense. Let us approach it as it was originally really understood. Let's approach it as God would understand it, as something that was meant for human beings, not something to oppress us. But at the same time that Jesus, in one way, relaxes from the Pharisee point of view, Jesus relaxes the law of the Sabbath, at the same time, he challenges us with something perhaps even more demanding when he says, "If you knew what this meant, I desire mercy, not sacrifice. He's quoting from the prophets, not the law, but the prophets, from prophets like Isaiah, who speaks already in the first chapter, as did the prophets Amos and Hosea, all of these from whom we've been reading recently, who emphasize that what God desires is not so much our sacrifices, which lose their meaning if we don't practice justice. What pleases God most is justice, a care for the widow, a care for the orphan, a concern for the stranger, the alien in one's land, the prophetic message of the prophets. Basically, in a way, saying that the way we really demonstrate our love of God is through our love of neighbor. As the Johannine tradition says, don't tell me you love the one you don't see if you don't love those you do see. And so Jesus' approach is not lax, even though he does relax how we are to look at some of the prescriptions of the law, such as that of the Sabbath. But at the same time, his message is quite demanding if we are to live in accord with the teachings of the prophets. For indeed, as Micah would say, what is it you ask of us, Lord? Well, you know, to live humbly, walk humbly with God, to seek justice, to love tenderly. These are the things that are important. What Jesus is doing in his teaching is indicating to us what is most important. And if we take that seriously, we can relax with respect to some things, but find ourselves challenged with respect to others. May God bless us in our own journeys through life.